Our mission here on the Sports Free Agent Podcast is to connect people with their first or next opportunity within the sports industry. We challenge the normal. Think of this as the new resume, a podcast episode which provides insight into individuals on their values, their experiences, and insight into who they really are. We challenge the normal way of doing a job search and hiring process. We're building a database to showcase your next future star employee on our website at www.sportsasajob.com. We flip the roles, so no longer do people get lost in the search, but they get found. Welcome to the Sports Free Agent Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the Sports as a Free Agent Podcast. I'm Shahab, and today I have Jordan Ball on. Jordan, can you talk to me about a little by yourself?
Yeah, so I just finished up. Well, technically, it's still going on working from home, but this past year, I served as a full-time intern with Villanova, so that was a pretty good experience. My first full-time experience outside, or my first full-time experience with sports. So before that, I was a graduate assistant at the University of Iowa with their athletic facilities, And then moved to Philadelphia. My wife, she went to Temple for grad school. She got a job right away. And so that's what kind of led me to Philadelphia, to the Philadelphia area. And then I landed that gig with Villanova. And like we just talked about, I just moved to Memphis a week ago. And so I'm here in Memphis as a free agent in sports. That's sums me up, I guess, the last couple of years.
Yeah. So yeah, tell me a little bit more about how'd you go from Iowa to Villanova? Like, can you talk about your jobs, like, and how what'd you do over there?
Yeah. So I met my wife in undergrad. So we went to a small D3 school, Simpson College. It's about 10 minutes from Des Moines, and so that's where my sports career interest kind of started. So I was able to intern with a few of the minor league teams in Des Moines because Des Moines has quite a few of them. And then that led me to, get accepted into Iowa to work in their athletic facilities. And it was kind of funny, like the first job I did at Iowa with their athletic facilities, you know, I'm coming in, I'm thinking I'm going to be working a lot with obviously the sports and whatever. Our very first event, Iowa hosted like a big country concert. And so my first experience working at Iowa wasn't in a sporting event at all. It was with a country concert, which is kind of funny, but like at the same time, like it makes you realize like how much, you know, working in my department, like working facilities event management, like it's not just sports, it's everything. Graduated from Iowa, and then like I said, my wife was in Philadelphia, so we moved out there. I spent a year searching. I couldn't really find anything, so I worked as a operations manager at a gym. And then, you know, a Villanova internship popped up with Villanova, and I applied for it. It was with their athletic operations department, and I was fortunate enough to get accepted and get in. So, this past year I was doing that. Really fun, like working with some great people there. The whole Villanova community is just awesome. Like everyone's so like family friendly. Like they're great. So, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, so, like, coming from Iowa all the way to Philadelphia, Villanova, that must be huge, like, 180 in terms of, like, sports, like, the sporting environment. Like, that city is, like, you know, notorious for having some rough fans. Like,
yeah.
Passionate about rough fans at the same time. So, like, how was that transition? How that affected you guys on, like, you know, working on game day stuff? Like, tell me about that.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely passionate fans in Philadelphia. I think the thing I'm going to miss the most is like kind of toying with all my coworkers, cause they're all passionate Eagles fans, Sixers fans, and not being from Philadelphia, I'm mainly like Chicago sports fan. And it's always fun to joke around with them. They get so defensive about their teams. It's funny, but you know, that passion is, you know, evident with Villanova as well, especially like their basketball, they love their basketball team at Villanova and it shows. And so they're so passionate about it. So like you representing Villanova, you realize like this is important to these people. You know, you gotta do whatever you can to, you know, make their experience the best that it can. So that was a lot of our job with the athletic operations. We do a lot of the behind the scenes stuff, you know, setting up pregame, making sure like parking signs are out, making sure that security and everything is set up. Bag check is all good to go, just to make sure that when people come to the games, it's as like efficient and problem-free as possible. And so, like you mentioned, yeah, Philadelphia sports fans are, you know, they're very passionate about their teams, especially Villanova basketball. And so, like, it was our job to also represent that brand and that school.
That's great. So then tell me, like, how, like, tell me, like, you know, the rundown of, like, so did you work mainly, like, Villanova basketball games, or was it, like, the whole, like, sports departments?
Whole, everything from
events. Everything.
Yeah, events, sports, you know, football, obviously. I had, so my sport in the fall was men's soccer, so I was in charge of men's soccer, communicating with their visiting team, coordinating their arrival, making sure all their locker rooms are set up, and at the same time, game days, making sure that the facility is ready to go, making sure that when the ambulance and the paramedics came, make sure they knew what they're doing, make sure they got radios, you know, working with media relations, with marketing, see if they need anything extra. And then also, like, with our coaches too, anything that they needed extra for that game. And we were in constant communication with all the departments. And that was for every game, every sport. So, like I said, I had men's soccer. I also helped out with football. We had a couple other interns as well. So, you know, it was a good balance of you know, facility work, event management work. And then, yeah, of course, basketball in the winter, it was pretty demanding, intense, and it was fun. Like, I really enjoyed it. The atmosphere at Villanova is awesome. And then, of course, with this pandemic, we got one home baseball game in. And so I was able, yes, like, that could be my sport for the spring. So I got the one baseball game in. And then it was like 2 days later is when everything started to close down. But I did get that one baseball game in. It was fun. You know, a lot of work went into, like, preseason, obviously, getting prepared, getting the baseball field ready with everything that they needed. And we got the one game in, and then it was over just like that, which sucked. But at the same time, you know, I still got to experience and go through the process of preparing for that season.
No, it was amazing. And then, you know, unfortunately, you know, things happen for a reason. And yeah, then, like you're now, like, in Memphis now. So now that you made the move with your wife to Memphis, you know, what exactly are you looking for out here? Like, applying to, you know, universities? Are you looking for, you know, the same position for the basketball, like the NBA team, the Memphis Grizzlies? Or what are you looking at? Like, what are you, you know, trying to reach?
You know, I love working in sports. I love working in operations, event management, facility management, things like that. And so anything along those lines, I think, works best for me and my experiences. I'm very confident in myself in those areas. And yeah, it doesn't matter to me working in college or working in professional sports. I've done both. I've enjoyed both. And there's really no preference for me. I think either way you go is, you know, I'm going to be happy and, you know, I'm going to enjoy my work. I mean, so, like, yeah, it is tough. Like, moving to Memphis, not really having any connections whatsoever. And so I think a lot of what I've been doing during this pandemic is I've just been reaching out to people, letting them know, like, hey, I'm here. You know, is there anything I can do? Like, obviously, like, when this pandemic goes away, like, is there a time that I can meet you and talk to you about stuff? Because, like, right now, that's about all I can do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know I'm not the only one that's going through it. You know, everyone's going through the same thing. And, you know, we're all in this together, I know. So we're all experiencing this. This is the first time for everyone. But yeah, just taking it a day at a time.
Seriously, no. And then obviously, you know this too. Like, the best way, in my opinion, to network is, like, not even LinkedIn. I think Twitter is, like, the best place, like, networking, meet people and stuff. Like, that's how I discovered sports as a job. That's how I got involved. So it's always, like, a great place to get plugged in. Jordan, this was amazing. Do you have, like, any social media accounts, a portfolio that we could plug?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously my LinkedIn, Jordan Ball, it's spelled B-A-H-L, my last name. And then my Twitter and Instagram is the same thing, just my first last name. And, I mean, on Twitter, you'll mainly find me complaining about the Bulls or something like that. So, like, feel free to give me a follow. I mean, obviously, you can find me on LinkedIn. It's fun. Want to make a plug, like, watching The Last Dance. I'm sure you've been watching The Last Dance. I don't know. It's been so awesome, and, like, going through it, and, like, I mean, my older brother, his name is Michael. My name is Jordan. My parents never admit that I was named after Michael Jordan, but I like to, like, think that I am, so I feel like I have a special connection to him.
Hey, since you name drop your brother too, it's for sure they planned this out for you.
Yeah, they never admit it, but like it's, I was born in 93. It makes sense, right?
Hey, if you ever have a kid, just name them Jeffrey. You got to complete the middle name too. Right. It has to be the middle name.
Right. Exactly.
Well, Jordan, this was amazing. If you guys want to read more about Jordan's story, you should head to sportsasafreeagent.com/. Oh, I'm sorry. I screwed this up. sportsasajob.com/sportsfreeagent, where you can also read Jordan's story and also like sign up, register so we can hear yours as well.